USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Representative Andy Kim, Democrat from New Jersey, announced Saturday he would challenge Senator Bob Menendez, also a Democrat from New Jersey, in the state's Democratic primary ahead of the 2024 election. Kim is among the growing number of Democrats calling for Menendez to resign following a federal indictment for alleged corruption. Menendez was charged Friday with allegedly agreeing to use his official position to benefit New Jersey businessmen and Egypt's government in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes. The indictment also charges Menendez's wife Nadine and the three businessmen in the years-long bribery scheme. Mexico has reached an agreement with the United States to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
Corey Myers reporting. Ophelia weakened into a post-tropical cyclone late Saturday night as the storm continues to move north. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ophelia's remnants will move north-northeast, generally up the I-95 corridor, before exiting offshore Sunday night. Little change in strength is forecast during the next day or so. This morning at approximately 10:52 Eastern Daylight Time, a container with surface samples from the near-Earth asteroid Bennu successfully landed on Earth. The container, which was from a spacecraft, OSIRIS-REx, the first U.S. mission to bring back samples from an asteroid to Earth. Through the Bennu asteroid sample, scientists hope to learn more about the origins of our solar system and our planet, as well as how life on Earth might have formed. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A house in New Jersey exploded Friday night, sending five people to the hospital. The house in West Milford suffered heavy damage. This neighbor tells PIX 11 News about the destruction.
There's nothing left. I mean, it's completely level right to the foundation. Parts of it laying all over the roof, glass, debris, like two blocks down on top of one guy's house.
The cause of the explosion is under investigation. No word on the condition of the people who went to the hospital. California's ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge who says it violates the Second Amendment rights of firearms owners. The judge ruled that the state's ban went too far by preventing people from using magazines for lawful purposes such as self-defense. California's attorney general plans to seek a stay while appealing the decision to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border are up 27% from July to August, and that's according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. The increase was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. And United Auto Workers are now striking from California to Pennsylvania.
UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines, focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as that company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.